Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wellspring Church of Skipbeck on this morning of Palm Sunday. During this holy week, we may be drawn closer to our Lord. May we be drawn closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. May we sense his power, recognize all of his promises, feel his passion, and become more aware that death had no power over him. James Krehbiel and David Shank noted in their book, Jesus and the Bible, that gospel scholars referred to the gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as looking like pearls of memory, treasured anecdotes, profound teachings, strung along in a biographical thread that leads from Jesus' birth to his death. In the chapter of Mark, John and James, who called Jesus teacher, were willing to support Jesus in any way. Mark 10, 36 and 37 reads, "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. And they replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other sit at your left in your glory." The disciples knew the time was approaching wherein Jesus would share in Jerusalem, that he would be able to celebrate Passover and help the people politically, nationally, and most importantly, it would all start with them growing spiritually. Perhaps they were feeling the importance of this. Perhaps they were standing a little taller, a little bit more boastful, and thankful that they would be a part of this. Jesus reminded the disciples about the need to continuously serve others. Mark 10, 42 to 45, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with all of you. Instead, whoever wants to come to become great among you must be a servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Perhaps it was John and James who were to secure a means of transportation to travel to Jerusalem. We're not sure who was sent on that mundane task to retrieve a donkey. His disciples were obedient in paying attention to detail in following Jesus' requests. You know, our tasks sometimes become mundane. In fulfilling the request of Jesus, we need to perform these tasks as we have been given these gifts to become preparers of the way. Preparers of the way. I don't really think of my daily life as I am preparing, and I needed, as I was preparing this sermon, I was shifting my thinking. I am a preparer of the way. We are preparers of the way. Tasks like baking cookies for others, offering prayer for others, reading the word, delivering food, shopping for cleaning supplies, leveling a shed, driving for a person who is in need, all these ways of serving others, they are ways of fulfilling God's word. We are all able to create grace-filled moments, not to receive applause for ourselves, but to build a platform, an experience from which God's love shines brightly. God has given everyone gifts, and we are so blessed to feel God's praise when we use our gifts to serve others. Do other people need to see it and praise us? No. In your heart, know that Jesus gives you these gifts to serve others. Take a moment and think about your gifts. Sometimes in our busy world, depression may set in. Sometimes in our busy world, we don't take the time to recognize what a gift each one of us is. I think each one of us could pinpoint a person in the room and acknowledge the gifts that they have. And perhaps on your way out, after we take our picture with the girls, you can let somebody know how thankful you are for the gifts that they share with all of us. Psalm 118, 25 to 27. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With the promise of God in his heart, Jesus prepared to travel to Jerusalem. It would be a 14-mile trip traveled on a donkey, not the kind of experience expected from that of a king. I'm going to skip around in Mark 11. Janine read it beautifully this morning. Starting at verse 2, Jesus was saying, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which one has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. Mark 11:6. They answered as Jesus has told them to, and the people let the donkey go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. And Jesus entered Jerusalem and he went to the temple courts and he looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. I can only imagine the people throwing the palms and recognizing him as the Lord, not fully, as we would later learn, but they knew Jesus was special. Luke 19:41. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, for now it is hidden from your eyes. He was sharing with the Pharisees who had been badgering him to rebuke his disciples, and Jesus wept because he knew it was too late. Jesus was able to show that he was not afraid of his enemies within the city walls of Jerusalem. It was a triumphant entrance to Jerusalem down from the Mount of Olives through the city gate. His disciples would see how brave he truly was as he entered on a borrowed donkey. Jesus was confident and joyful as his entrance was celebrated by the people of the city. The people, some very sinful people, humbled themselves by laying their garments before the path of the small donkey. God opened their hearts. He allowed the people to feel blessed by the presence of Jesus. He had come to save the lost as the Passion Week began. Jesus knew about completing uneasy tasks and continued on as God had requested him to do. There are times when we too just do things that need to be done. Jesus followed his father's plan, and he was determined. Luke 9:51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Resolutely meaning determinedly, decisively, stubbornly, and purposefully. Perhaps when we get up in the morning, we can think determinedly and decisively and stubbornly and purposefully to know and recognize that you are a gift from God, to know and recognize that when you share these gifts, you shine with Jesus' love. He knew he would have to die to save us from our sins. The Jewish leaders of the temples and those in charge of the government were concerned about this man called Jesus. As a multitude of followers flocked to see Jesus, the leaders plotted how to get rid of him. He was a threat to their power. Jesus was teaching from the temples, and at first the people hung on to his every word. The people found peace in understanding his teachings. They felt a sense of belonging among the crowd and being connected with others, believing in that the Lord is their Savior. They felt God's love. They felt valued. They felt an unconditional sense of worthiness. People knew that Jesus was worthy of all honor and glory. The people were given a freedom to control their environment, and the leaders would take advantage of that. There are people today who may wonder, why do you follow Jesus? They may strike out at you and encourage you to stop doing what is right. We believe that Jesus is always present. All we need to do is turn to him. He is always tapping at the door of your heart. He is always with you. Victor Hugo wrote, "Have courage for the great sorrows of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have laboriously accomplished your daily tasks, go to sleep in peace as God is awake." Jesus knows the cost of grace, and he gives us his grace continuously. Warren Wiesbe wrote, "There is no need to fear the decisions of life when you know Jesus Christ, for his name is Counselor." He is so worthy of our love. James Dobson wrote, "It is important to know that you have to work to keep love alive. You have to promote it and maintain it, just like you would a delicate flower." Have you thought about the gifts that God has bestowed upon you? When you share with others, be careful not to put their thinking down, but shine with Jesus' love. When you share with others, make sure that they know that you accept them for who they are and that you're praying for them. Heavenly Father, we give you all praise with a thankful heart for being with us always. Dear Lord, you care for us, and you comfort us. You watch over us. We are blessed that you have saved us. Had we been there, we would have been throwing the palms along the road to celebrate your entrance. We love you and we praise you. We are thankful for your glorious works and for your protection. Give us the insight to make wise decisions every day. Allow us to feel blessed by the gifts you have given to each of us. Allow us to be faithful stewards of our talents and opportunities, and to be more like you every day. You are worthy, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. May your kingdom be glorified now and forever. Amen.